This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody listening all over North America. I hope you've had a tremendous Tuesday. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. I get started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Our producer holding it down in New York City is Ryan Botcher. Man, we've already got into quite a bit. We talked about that marathon Major League Baseball game yesterday, Game 3 of the World Series. It took 6 hours and 39 minutes, 18 innings for the Dodgers to beat the Blue Jays 6-5. They're going to be back in action in an hour from now. The game ended at like 2:45, 2:50 on the East Coast. You got a lot of people in Toronto. I'm pretty tired today. And they'll be back at it. Game number 4, Shohei Ohtani on the mound against Shane Bieber. They'll get started in an hour from now. We talked about the Chiefs' victory over the Commanders. Everything is coming together for the Kansas City Chiefs right now. The defense is looking good. The offense is clicking with Rashee Rice and Travis Kelce. We talked about Tyler Shuck. We don't know what his deal is going to be in the NFL, but he's now going to be the starting quarterback for now for the New Orleans Saints. Spencer Rattler has to take a seat, and we have more to get into. In about 20 minutes, we're going to have a conversation with Brian Fisher from Sports Illustrated. We're going to talk all things college football. We got Lane Kiffin, who's still petty. We got Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson is he's healthy. He spoke to the media today. Looks like Lamar Jackson is going to play on Thursday. We got Nate Ryan joining us to talk about the San Antonio Spurs. And so we got a lot to do here on the Infinity Sports Network. If you want to call up, you can. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online. I exist everywhere at JR Sport Brief. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local affiliate, SiriusXM 375. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. It's so much fun. Man, I'm looking at everybody. They got this pregame on here. Man, everybody worked late last night in Los Angeles. Grounds crew worked late. The security guards worked late. Hey, Botcher, this is a good question. You got to pay these folks more money for staying 6 and 7 hours, right?
Yes, because it's the tradition. All the production crew. Or well,
forget the production crew. I'm talking about the ushers, the concession stands people. I mean, these are the people breaking their back to make some money. Like, they're not getting paid by, you know, an appearance. You got to pay them by the hour, right?
Yeah, they're hourly. So once they pass the 8 hours, and for them, that's probably, they probably got there. The game starts at 8. They probably got there at 4, 3. So, yeah, they definitely got 4 or 5 hours of overtime.
Oh, so I guess if you are an employee working at the stadium, you want all the extra baseball. You want extra innings, right?
That much extra innings? No. At that point, okay. I would be crying and hoping someone to end the game so I can go home and, I don't know, eat food, maybe.
It's hard out here.
Go to bed.
It's hard out here, Bacha. Some people rather make money than go to sleep, okay?
That's true.
It's rough. Not everybody got it so easy. Like, I don't know. Like, Tyler Shuck doesn't have it easy. I don't know. I guess if you're young and you can stand up on your feet all day and make money, just go out there and do it. Speaking of being young, like, the NBA season is what now? Exactly a week old? And we have had some of these ridiculous performances. This season is a week old. And we got people looking at Victor Wembanyama and saying, oh, my God, this man is an MVP candidate. And I guess he would be if he can continue to do this for an entire season. The San Antonio Spurs, they're 4-0 right now. You know, they're asking Victor Wembanyama, hey, bro, you know, the Spurs have never started off 5-0. And he's just like, I did not know that. And his numbers have just been nuts. He's averaging 31 points a game, 14 rebounds, 5 blocks, 2 steals, 3 assists. He's shooting 60% from the field. He's not taking as many of these threes that he used to. And depending on the highlight that you watch, Victor Wembanyama may block a shot with his 7'4", 7'5", long-ass arms. And then he'll immediately, like, pull up from the logo for a three. And I'm like, what am I looking at right now? Like, what lab did they create this guy? You thought watching Kevin Durant was something? Kevin Durant, long, athletic. He's 6'11". And now you've stretched him out to a 7'5"? Like, what are we doing out here? It's nuts. It's fun to watch. Victor Wembanyama is he's officially my favorite player in the NBA. I just hope he stays healthy. This is what Wembanyama had to say about a 4-0 start to the season for the Spurs.
Great. I mean, I think those are 4 games that we're supposed to win, you know. Like, if we lost them, we would have been disappointed. And we need to keep the standard. So, but say we're where we want to be.
Yeah, they beat the Raptors 121-103 last night to go 4-0. There is not a player. Like, we talk about Shohei Ohtani, how much of a freak he is. Yeah, he's going to be on the mound tonight. Let's see what he does after they put him on base 9 times yesterday. Kind of nuts. Like, I want an era right now. Give me 5-6 years. And I know Shohei Ohtani, Bacha, what is he, already 30? He's 30, 31?
Yeah, 30, 31.
Yeah, I know Ohtani ain't going to be here forever. He's already 31 years old, so God only knows how many more years of this we have out of him. He's in his prime, in his peak. He may have 3 more years of it, if that. Who knows? Wembanyama is 21 years old. The guy may not even be done growing yet. Like, he's not even as strong as he's going to be. There is not an existing athlete that I want to see stay healthy more than anybody else right now than this dude. I want to see Wembanyama be healthy, because if he's healthy, if somebody ain't falling into his knee and falling into his ankle and he ain't coming down and ripping an ACL, he's going to be amazing. And I've seen these stretches. Botch, you seen these stretches this guy does?
Oh, yeah. Oh, the stretches as in, like, his play's been amazing, or like his physical stretching?
No, have you seen, like, physically stretching? He's like a yogi, man.
Oh, yeah. It's the one with, like, he does, like, the weird yoga-type poses where he's, like, squatting and all that.
Well, yeah, whatever's going to keep him from ripping an ACL, I'm here for it, you know? Maybe his ligaments are rubber bands. Maybe he will never tear an ACL. I would cry. I would shed one solitary tear if Victor Wembanyama has to go down to a real injury. I know everybody says, oh, he's injury prone and this. And that guy had a blood clot in his arm. Right? I mean, outside of that, he hasn't had what has been horrific injuries where it's like, oh, his knee is done, his ankle's done. Like, you want the dude's body and him the last. He's a project, okay? He's a 7'4", 7'5", freak. I don't know if I would say that. If Bachi, he wouldn't appreciate. Would he care? He's an alien, right? So he wouldn't care.
Alien, freak. It's all the same. Specimen.
Nike is marketing him as being an alien. And so I don't think he'd be overly offended if I called him a freak. And he is. Good for Victor Wembanyama. And I like the Spurs. Like, I love watching Tim Duncan. I know that sounds crazy. He wasn't out there dunking over people and screaming and being nuts. But I appreciated that. And I think Victor Wembanyama is the same way. How the Spurs keep getting this damn lucky, I have no idea. We know Greg Popovich is now upstairs following his health issues. But the guy who gets to coach him all the time is Mitch Johnson. And even Stephon Castle and Vassell and Harper, like, they got some dudes. They're going to be a problem real, real soon. Listen to what the coach had to say.
I think the first day of training camp, we talked about competitiveness and we talked about paying attention to details, and they're trying. We can be better. We can continue to raise our standard and be more consistent, but they are trying.
Yeah, man. They're young, and they're going to get older. And then maybe there'll come a point in time where they flip one of the young guys, and or maybe they keep them all together. The San Antonio Spurs are on their way. I mean, man, if I were a fan of, I don't know, the Dallas Mavericks, I'd be jealous. I know I got Cooper Flagg, but he ain't no Wembanyama. He may never be. Well, he will never be Wembanyama because Cooper Flagg might also be, what, 19 years old? He ain't going to stretch out into being 7'5". Cooper Flagg, he hasn't had the greatest start to his career. The Dallas Mavericks, we know they don't have a Kyrie Irving right now. Dallas Mavericks are 1-3. Cooper Flagg is dealing with a shoulder issue. Welcome to the NBA. He was benched because his shoulder was killing him. Jason Kidd is just like, what do you expect from the guy? He just got here. He's averaging 13 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. Like, he is an overall basketball player. I think it's going to take time for him to turn into, you know, just a straight up killer. He's not a scorer. Let's go ahead and put it that way. He did have 22 points against the Raptors. He's going to have his moments, but he ain't no Victor Wembanyama. Cooper Flagg, there was a lot of expectations out of him, and he knows, well, he can't play if he's hurting. Listen to what he said about his shoulder.
It was one of the first plays of the game. Just a little contact. Can't remember if it got, like, grabbed or, like, hung up with somebody's arm, and then just, like, you know, felt some in my shoulder. A little pain after.
A little pain after. He'll be all right. Young guy. Is he 19? He can't order a drink. Is he 20?
No, he's not even close. He's closer to 18 than he is 20.
Oh, my God. And he's out here doing this at this age. I don't know. We're going to have to give him 4 years. He is 18? His birthday is December 21st. He will be 19 years old. Wow. Damn. He just doesn't have the fluidity that makes me, like, Wembanyama is fluid. You know, Durant is fluid. Cooper Flagg is a little bit more straight line-ish to me. He can move with the ball. He has a little bit more Kevin Garnett to him, I feel. He's not straight line, ridiculous athleticism. Yeah, he'll be perfectly fine. He'll be great. Speaking of fine, this guy started off his career ridiculous. Okay, Vijay Edgecombe coming out of Baylor. This man is playing like he has been shot out of a cannon. Between him and Maxey, I know they're making they're making Joel Embiid sit around going, what about me? Maybe that's why he's complaining about his damn minutes. Vijay Edgecombe, 25 points a game, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. In his NBA debut, the guy went out there and knocked down a bunch of threes, had 34 points. Him and Maxey are lighting it up. And Vijay Edgecombe, if he continues like this, he is definitely going to be the rookie of the year. Even Nick Nurse is looking at how he's playing, and he was asked about his transition. He was just in college a few months ago. Listen to this.
Thought he looked a little like he needed a little conditioning in game one, right? But that comes pretty quick, right? You know, as soon as you go out there and play 30 plus minutes, you know, your conditioning in a real live tough game comes pretty quick. So I don't think he's over that hump. I mean, listen, I think that, again, VJ, you know, everybody that's, it's not that surprising to me. I think he's this good, right? I think he's this good, and I thought it right away. And he's, like I said, he, from the day we drafted him, he was where we asked him to be all summer long, every single day. And that was working, and he's got a tremendous engine to work every day.
Wow. Man, he's in action right now against the Wizards, so Let's see what ridiculous numbers that he puts up against them. It was just last night, and I get it, he's going back to back. Just last night, he played 39 minutes. He was 10 of 17 from the field. He was 2 of 4 from deep. He had 26 points, 7 assists, and 4 rebounds. And so the next time we talk about Joel Embiid, you complained about his minutes. Joel Embiid is looking at VJ Edgecombe. He's looking at Tyrese Maxey, and he's saying, these guys are taking away all my minutes. You know, Botcher, there was a point in time, this reminds me specifically of a time where Patrick Ewing was hurt. He was older. Knees were bothering him. He had a broken wrist. Allen Houston and Latrell Sprewell were just a dynamic backcourt. You had two guards, Allen Houston, a great shooter, Latrell Sprewell, a great slasher, that the New York Knicks were rolling good. I mean, they rolled to the NBA Finals. It was a little bit of a shock off the back of Sprewell and Allen Houston. And, I mean, those two guys looked at Patrick Ewing and basically said, hey, old man, you need to retire. And Patrick Ewing looked at these guys and was just like, oh, my God, these guys have kind of taken my job. A little bit different here that Joel Embiid is younger, but nobody wants their job taken away. And if you're Nick Nurse, do you want this dude back? Do you want Embiid back playing more than 20, or are they hoping that Embiid complains his way out of town? Well, we're going to find out sooner than later. Just there's no way that you take the ball away from Edgecombe and Maxey the way that they're playing. You don't.
In a perfect world, all three of them get the perfect amount of touches. Also, because you expect VJ to settle down a little bit. He's not going to, unless he's a super, super star, there's no shot he's going to average 25 points a night for the rest of the year, unless he is a top 10 point guard in the league.
Yeah, for this year, I would say so. He's probably at some point going to hit the rookie wall, maybe, possibly. The NBA, they've stretched out the calendar. They start the season earlier. They don't play as many games. It's possible. But I think the fact overall is this guy is he is a monster. If he continues playing, I don't think he's going to take a step back. I don't think he's on just some, you know, random hot streak. This is his talent. This is what he can do. Is he going to do this every single game? No. He's going to have a crap game where he hits 10 points and this and that. But as an overall, you know he has star potential. You know Maxey has star potential. And then you got a $60, $70 million albatross in Joel Embiid who can't get out of the bed and stay healthy. And so this is all eventually going to come to a head, being that he's already said it. One comment, even if it was a joke or not, if I'm only going to play 20 minutes a game, then I just need to stay at home with my family. Well, man, you should have thought about that. They wouldn't have to tank and have VJ Edgecombe if your big ass was healthy. Think about that for a second, okay? Sorry, Embiid, not really. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of young players, we're going to get even younger. Anyway, we're going to talk some college football. We're going to be joined by Brian Fisher. Going to talk all things college football as he joins us courtesy of SI. Lane Kiffin is throwing darts. We got NCAA trying to repeal players' ability to gamble. We got open jobs at Florida. There's a lot to discuss. We'll have that chat with Brian Fisher on the other side of the break. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, the World Series is going on. They're playing eight-hour games. The NBA is underway. But I can't believe this. We're going to blink. It feels like the college football season is going to be done. I know I'm not trying to rush it, but it just feels like things are just moving ahead briskly here as we're facing the beginning of November. We have a couple of jobs that have opened up. We got some coaches who are now sitting around on television. We got teams that are undefeated. And to talk about all things going on in college football right now, we're being joined by someone who covers all things college for Sports Illustrated. Welcome back to the show, Brian Fisher. Brian, how are you, man?
Staying busy, that's for sure nowadays.
We know things are very, very busy, so we certainly also appreciate your time. Right out the gate, we see these openings down at Florida. We now see LSU job is open with Kelly now gone. Lane Kiffin never shy in giving his thoughts or opinions on anything. Is it almost a certainty that eventually he's going to move on from Ole Miss?
I wouldn't say a certainty, no. You know, I think that's the one thing that, you know, Lane likes to, you know, be a little countercultural and going against the grain a little bit at times. And look, his family is very settled there in Oxford. He's coaching there with his brother. You know, his kids are there. His ex-wife moved there. So, like, you know, things are very settled for him there in Oxford. And I think he really appreciates, you know, the chance that Ole Miss took on him in terms of, you know, giving him another SEC job, when not a lot of other programs would have. So I think, you know, for Lane, he's comfortable there. I think it makes a lot of sense to stay. He's obviously gotten that program into a position to make the college football playoff as is. You know, they're still well positioned to do that moving forward as well. And so I think there is going to be some question marks, for him, you know, in terms of do you want to kind of see if the grass is greener out there. And yes, there are going to be some premier major jobs that are some of the best in all of the sport right now, but you don't have to be at those places anymore with resources that some of these schools can give you with that path to the playoff right now. You don't have to be out of blue blood necessarily to win the national title. And that's certainly something that Kurt Cignetti has kind of come around to figuring out there at Indiana. I think Lane, he's going to have an interesting decision certainly at the end of the year. Do you stay with what you know, or do you kind of look at one of those jobs like LSU or Florida?
Well, Brian, when you talk about the jobs that are open, you particularly look at LSU. That's one of the big time jobs, probably the biggest that's open right now, even bigger than Florida, of course, Penn State. What are your thoughts on who may be a good candidate to kind of take up the mantle, knowing that Brian Kelly never seemed like a fit from day one?
Yeah, you know, I think it's going to be a very fascinating search, and we'll certainly see Hear a little bit more in terms of that, how it's going to go over the next couple of weeks. But this is a premier job in the country. You know, I think if you polled coaches, you know, obviously depending on what, maybe where they grew up or whatnot, I think just about everybody would have this in kind of your top five pretty consistently. You know, just the access to talent, the support there around the state, you know, the ease of being able to win a national title. I mean, it's you know, Brian Kelly was the first guy since, you know, somebody hired in the 90s to not win a national title there. So this is a place where not only do they expect to compete for championships, but they give you every possible avenue to get that done on the field. And so I think this is going to be easily the most attractive job. You know, where do they turn with? Well, I think Lane Kiffin's going to be, I think, option number one. You know, like you said, he knows the league very well. He's been at a premier job before, not just at Ole Miss, but you know, he's been at Tennessee, he's been at USC. He knows what the expectations are at those type of places as well. You know, he knows how to get his staff on the right direction. Offensive mind too, somebody who can develop a quarterback, which I think is going to go a long way in this. And I think he's going to be, you know, the top option for a lot of jobs, but especially for LSU. Given what they want and given where they want to be in the landscape. And I'd go right down the road there at Tulane in terms of John Summerall. I think he's another guy that fits, obviously has done well there at Tulane. I mean, they're another team that could be certainly in the mix for that college football playoff, maybe even playing in the first round of the playoffs if they end up beating Memphis in a couple of weeks and getting to that American Conference Championship. He's a guy that seems destined to be an SEC coach. You know, not in the next couple of weeks, then certainly in the next couple of years. He's a former guy that has been around the league, played in the league. He kind of has all the makeup there, and he's certainly done well. Won two conference titles at Troy, moved on to Tulane, doing pretty much the same thing there with the Green Wave. So he's another guy, I think, in this cycle. Although there might be a little bit of hesitation from LSU folks hiring somebody from Tulane, just given the dynamics in that state, he's an excellent, I think, candidate for this job. And there will be others that will certainly be raising their hands.
Yeah, shout-outs to everybody in New Orleans with the Green Wave. We're being joined by Brian Fisher, covers all things college athletics for Sports Illustrated. We talked about some big names, big schools, notably LSU. You mentioned a few smaller ones not typically associated at this level with college football in Indiana. What is it going to take for them to get full kind of respect? We see Cignetti got his contract extension. That's a lot of respect there. But on the football field, when are they going to get their just due?
You know, I think there's still going to be a little bit of an adjustment, you know, for a lot of fans, because, you know, that was your homecoming opponent, you know, pretty regularly there in the Big Ten. All right, you're playing in Indiana. You knew what you were kind of expecting. And, you know, that definitely for coaches, you know, when they put on the film, you know, they see a different product. So I think that, you know, internally with a lot of these programs, they are getting their respect. And honestly, you know, you come Tuesday with those college football playoff committees, when you look at the actual resumes, if you were to blind rank the resumes between Indiana and Ohio State and some of the others, Indiana has a good case to be the number one team in the country if we're just going off the resume. But you're right, there is going to be some kind of inherent or inherent bias a little bit against the Hoosiers, just because they say IU on the helmet. And I think that's something that Kirk Cignetti almost embraces a little bit. He likes having that chip on his shoulder. He's going to use that. He's going to use that as fuel down the road. But, you know, frankly, for Indiana, look, their season is going to come down to that Big Ten title game against Ohio State more often than not. And that is the one thing that you kind of circle. If they can even threaten the Buckeyes, I think you can say, all right, well, this is a team that is capable of winning a national title. Yes, they've gotten big games before, and they've gotten those big wins, but in terms of stacking games one after another, if you can go toe-to-toe with a roster like Ohio State's, you know, down there in Indianapolis, that's, I think, really when the respect factor is going to come into play for the Hoosiers. And I think, honestly, they're doing a good job in terms of pointing themselves in that right direction. I think everybody takes them seriously, but that would be another level to go, I think, generally.
Well, Brian, is this kind of the new era of college football, knowing that the players can move around as NIL and transfer portal? We still have the Alabamas and the Ohio States of the world, but then we have the Indianas that are popping up. Texas A&M looking for respect, too. We just talked about the SEC and Ole Miss. Are we still going to have these blue bloods, but then have these teams kind of pop up here and there?
Yeah, I mean, it's easier, especially on kind of a one-off basis. You know, it just is easier with a transfer portal, especially that you can, right, you have an injury, you have a guy that leaves for the NFL early or transfers out, you know, unexpectedly, you can just plug that hole, you know, much easier. And, you know, it used to be you had to develop those guys, you know, after years and years and years, and maybe it would coalesce at some of these places. Well, now you can go in and you can find, all right, I'm replacing a linebacker that's 6'2 and runs a 4.4. All right, well, I can go in the portal. I know exactly what I'm looking for. I can go get that guy. I can make a financial offer that makes it worthwhile to transfer, and boom, he's in your building the next week. And so I think that just has changed the dynamics around a lot of these jobs. And I mean, we're seeing it around the country right now. I mean, look at the ACC. You know, Georgia Tech is undefeated. Virginia, you know, after really some subpar years there under Tony Elliott, they went into the portal heavy this offseason. All right, now they're suddenly an ACC championship contender. They might be making it to Charlotte there with a chance to play into the playoffs. So, you know, no matter how bad your season was last year, you can turn things around. And that's also put a lot of pressure on these ADs and these coaches to say, all right, if you do have a bad year, all right, well, are you going to be throwing the door and getting paid a big buyout? Or are we going to kind of reinvest in that roster? Are we going to look at what we can do to where this is more of a blip and not a consistent trend at some of these places that are having bad years?
Well, Brian, I know it's going to be a matter of days, and we're going to be staring at the first initial rankings here for the college football playoff. Who are some other teams that you think should probably get some consideration that aren't the big glamour names?
Well, you know, you can probably start with Vanderbilt. You know, certainly, you know, having that big, you know, having a game against Texas, I think on Saturday too, big time opponent, just the brand name that Texas has. If they go into Austin there and they do what they did against Missouri, what they've done really consistently throughout this season, I wouldn't be surprised at all. You see Vanderbilt kind of closer to the top five than the top 10. For the Commodores, given that resume that they would have in terms of the top 25 wins, being able to go on the road as well. You know, they played Alabama pretty close to for about 3.5 quarters. You know, I think that margin of victory is a little bit deceiving down there in Tuscaloosa, especially knowing that they had their best shot. And, you know, I think the committee would recognize, you know, somebody that, you know, like what Diego Pavia brings to the table, how stiff that defense has been this year. So I would circle Vanderbilt as a team to certainly keep an eye on. I'm going to be very curious to see what the committee does with a team like BYU and Texas Tech out of the Big 12. You know, I think that's a fascinating race. And you keep in mind with Texas Tech, you know, that their lone loss this year was on the road with a backup quarterback. So I think that's going to be a factor for the committee as well. Otherwise, they had one of the biggest margin of victories, you know, in the country going into that game than anybody. So I'm going to be very curious come Tuesday, especially after the results this weekend, how the committee views that Big 12 race and whether it's them, whether it's the ACC, maybe even the Big 10 gets an additional team. Who's going to be that league that's going to surprise us in terms of the committee's respect factor on Tuesday that could maybe be a surprise in terms of getting some additional teams into the playoff come December?
Yeah, we're absolutely getting, I don't want to say down to the wire, but we're going to blink and, well, I don't want to say we'll miss it. Things are just moving so fast. On a separate note, Brian, off of the field, we've seen so much in the world of sports over the past several weeks and really over the past several months that have to deal with gambling. And we know there's been so many changes in college athletics, who or what is an amateur and what are the players allowed to do and not do. And more recently, it was stated by the government that they would be allowed to bet on games that weren't obviously their games. And now the NCAA president is now trying to back off of that and say, nah, we got to get this gambling, you know, out of the system completely. Where do you think this lies? The NCAA is so prone to change and switch things up. Where do you think this is going to fall?
Yeah, well, you know, we'll see. And I think there is certainly some speculation that it won't be long now before the Eastern District of Pennsylvania has another big basketball gambling case related to a lot of investigations that they've been conducting. So I think that's definitely on the radar of a lot of people in college athletics right now. And it's kind of, you know, dovetailed essentially with this decision by the NCAA board and really all three divisions at this point, you know, to allow athletes to kind of bet on pro sports. And the thinking about it initially was just like, you know, why are we policing this? You know, this is obviously something that, you know, in a lot of states is legal to do. It happens a lot on campus. You know, let's make sure that these people are not, whether they're administrators doing the same thing, whether it's the players themselves, you know, like, let's make sure that we kind of bring this a little bit more into the open. Obviously, it's no bet on your own games, but, you know, if you want to throw $5 on the Mavericks beating the Lakers or whatnot, you can go ahead and do that. And it's certainly illegal for a lot of other people and a lot of these peers on campus to do that as well. It's pretty prevalent right now based on a lot of surveys that they've conducted on these college campuses. But, just lately with that gambling scandal, with what's happened with the NBA and what's happened in the Eastern District of New York right now and those indictments, I think there is a little bit of recognition that, hey, let's maybe take a pause just a little bit. They're going to delay the approval of that that all three divisions gave until later in November, so a little bit more comments can be made for a lot of the schools. The SEC has already kind of come out, essentially saying, "Hey, let's not only put a pause on this, let's go ahead and rescind this approval moving forward." And so, I think it's going to be very interesting to see these next couple of weeks, how vocal these schools are, how vocal these administrators are, and something that was, you can understand why it was being done in terms of bringing things out more into the open. But right now we're seeing it out in the open, and I don't think a lot of these administrators like the headlines that they're seeing, and it's probably the wrong message right now to be sending to say go ahead and bet on it. But there's also all these scandals that are going on that are making the news stories as well.
Yeah, let's throw a couple college athletes into a scandal. I mean, this is nothing foreign to the NCAA, so we'll see how this rolls. Things are going to continue on. I know you're going to keep on busy. Hey, Brian, tell everybody where they can follow you and all your work with SI.
Well, the best place is certainly SI.com, and certainly cranking out the content this time of year, but also Brian D. Fisher on X and Blue Sky and all the social places you can find me.
Hey, Brian, we appreciate the time. We'll catch you soon, okay? Enjoy all the football.
Great to be on with you.
All the time. Thank you so much. That Brian Fisher from Sports Illustrated covers all things college athletics. Yeah, we're going to get the first rankings for the college football playoff. They will take place on November 4th. I'm still like, damn, here we are, October 28th. October is here. October is about to be gone. Time flies. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network, and we're about 23 minutes away from game number 4 of the World Series. Hopefully this game doesn't take almost 7 hours to play. When we come back, I'll get to your calls, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We'll get to your phone lines, and I'll give you my thoughts about these college athletes gambling. I think they should be able to gamble. Let them get in trouble like everybody else, right? They're adults. But anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. It's time for a newsflash. Here he is, Rich Ackerman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology, Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Brian Fisher for joining us from Sports Illustrated. He came on through, had a chat with us about college football, about a week away from the first rankings for the college football playoff, and that just lets you know. Damn, we're in the middle of, can't even say we're in the middle of fall. But we're in the fall. Botcher, we going to blink. It's going to be wintertime.
It's already pretty cold outside. Oh. So once that gets a little, I don't know, 10 degrees cooler, I'd call it winter.
Hours, well, the daylight hours are getting shorter. Days are getting shorter. Sunlight's getting shorter. Don't they say this is the time of year where people kind of pop in on like the seasonal depression with the daylight and whatnot?
Yes. Just because it's dark out, and traditionally the leaves are falling, it looks like things are dying, so it all ties together.
It gets cold, things are dying. It's rough, man. What a it's so rough. Botcher, fix it, man. Give us some sunlight.
I don't know. You told me about that. That they can create the weather, like they fixed the weather.
Whoa! I didn't say that we were gonna. I said yes. You can now manipulate the weather. I didn't say anything about people moving the sun, the stars, the moon to change the seasons, man. You talking about something different.
We could also get like a giant, mirror or something to reflect the sun.
Giant mirror.
Like, can we make a mirror and reflect the sun so we get sunlight 24/7?
How big would this mirror have to be?
Pretty big. Get into space.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be a big-ass mirror. Okay. Yeah, it'd have to be bigger than the moon, right?
Not necessarily.
Okay, all right.
Because do we really want to heat up? We don't want to heat up Antarctica or the North Pole because there'll be too much water.
I don't think we want to heat up anything more than it's heating up already, apparently, I think.
That's true. Global warming is real.
Is it?
I don't know. That's what I think.
I think so, too. I think you may have some folks who disagree with you. But anyway, I'm cold. All right? The world is getting hotter. But I'm cold. We got a hurricane in Jamaica right now. Yeah, it's rough out here. Botcher, if you can figure out how to fix things, you just let me know, okay?
Make a couple calls.
Please do. All right. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Speaking of making calls, there's a guy, he is not afraid to make a call. And we talked about this a little bit with Brian Fisher. He may be getting a few calls. His name is Lane Kiffin. Can you please leave Ole Miss and join us at fill in the blank? Can you come to LSU? Can you come to Florida? Here's a blank check. Take our money. Lane Kiffin, he's been doing a lot of things over the past several days, including sitting down with Pat McAfee, virtually, of course. And he pretty much said that you can't throw money at me and expect me to just leave Ole Miss. Listen to what he said.
I have never made a decision based off of money, nor will I.
And love so, that.
For a lot of people, they're just like, well, money and it does this and does that. I've seen too many examples in life where money does not buy happiness. So I am never going to make a decision off of money, nor do I care about it.
Now, don't say you don't care about money. Don't say that. You don't care about money, then go work for free. Got bills to pay. You got kids. He's on social media. You know, he got kids. He's responding to his kids on social media about who they're dating. He's just, he's on the internet. I don't want to say more than any coach ever, but he is not afraid to voice his opinion. God bless him. He's certainly an outlier in that regard. And not afraid to put himself out there and speak his mind. Most coaches want to keep things quiet, not Lane Kiffin. I mean, after Ole Miss just went out there and beat the Sooners, he was ripping Venables. Venables was just like, hey, by the way, I still think we're a better team than Ole Miss. And Lane Kiffin took that opportunity to just go, Well, you weren't better than us last year. You weren't better than us. And if you're so much better than us, how come you can't beat us?
That's an interesting take. That's a hot take. You're a better team. I wouldn't have thought that people watching would say that. You know, I felt that one, we won at their place in weather that, as a defensive head coach, you would normally, wish for, and won by 8 points. And I think we left a lot out there. I think we should have won by a couple scores. So I don't know how he evaluated that game, that they were the better team. I mean, we had way more yards, 21 first downs to 14, and we played, 87 plays of offense, and they had one sack and didn't force any turnovers. That's a interesting take, but whatever he needs to say.
And also following up to road trips
maybe
to Georgia.
Maybe they had the better team last year, too, when we beat them. Sorry.
Yes, sir. Following up on the road against Georgia.
Maybe we had the better team in Oklahoma when we beat them 55-19 in the national championship. Maybe. Maybe we had the better team at Clemson when we beat them 45-40 in the national championship at Alabama. Next question, my bad. You got me okay. On that.
I mean, damn, he's going back to pre-Ole Miss. You know, I mean, you can take a couple of approaches to things. You can either just nip it in the bud. I have no comment for that. You see the score. Or you can go on. This guy has no problem ever giving his opinion. None. And I think sometimes it kicks him in the ass. I mean, Ole Miss is 7-1. God bless him. Let's see what they can do in a college football playoff. Let's see if he keeps running his yap after that. I know he certainly will. That's something that's probably never going to change. Another thing that we discussed with Brian Fisher is this, the NCAA most recently allowing its college athletes to bet on pro sports. And that was pretty much announced right the hell before we got all this Chauncey Billups arrested and scams and card games and Terry Rozier. And so now the NCAA is now delaying legislation that will allow college athletes to bet on pro sports. And even Greg Sankey from the SEC is basically saying, we need to slow down on this. We're going to get our college athletes in some big old trouble, too. I want you to take a listen to head coach of Pitt, Pat Narduzzi, say the NCAA, they're a bunch of lazy bums just not even thinking this through.
It's a bad deal, you know, and it all comes down to they probably don't want to have to take care of all the business that goes with trying to monitor it. But, like, you know, push the wrong button on your phone, see what happens. You know, you go, oh, I thought that I did it, but I thought it was an NFL game. I pushed the wrong button and just, you know, put a bet on a college football game. I just think it's not good, and I'm not going to change my tune.
Yeah, look, the NCAA is lazy. The NCAA has been lazy forever when it comes to monitoring and just keeping money. That's what it is. How can we keep the money and just kind of keep the players as free labor? And that ship sunk. It should have sunk a long time ago. And the NCAA just said, we don't give a damn about nothing. Y'all figure it out. Like, that's where we currently stand. And none of that is going to change. The NCAA is a joke. And he's right. They are lazy. I do believe the college athletes should be allowed to bet. They're adults, right? We got guys coming from the G League who can now go back into playing college ball. Treat them like adults. Give them a share of the money. Let them bet. Let them gamble. Let them get in trouble. Let them do everything else that an adult can do. It's always been a sham that college athletics was a bunch of amateurs. These guys are pros, okay? The JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We got Game 4 of the World Series coming up. We'll talk about it. Don't move.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.